when I'm with them at parties, when I'm with them in the group, I code switch. My voice, the way I speak English, gets faster, more accented. I speak Spanglish more, like I intertext Spanish in my words more often. And that feels very comfortable to me and very like nice to me, because I can't do that in Ives Hall with my white peers. No one's going to know what I'm saying. People are going to think I'm weird or foreign or whatever, and it would make me very uncomfortable. But I feel the most Latino, I guess, when I'm with that group, as opposed to even with my parents, because my parents, it's all Spanish, right? My dad hates my Spanglish. He thinks it's like, and Spanglish is such a, like a sad idea, because it's like, you know, one language, and then being like sort of, in my head, invaded by English as a dominant thing. But Spanglish, this intersection of being American, English-speaking, and Latino, is most evident with my fellow first-gen students at Cornell, because they also speak in Spanish. They also interject English and Spanish, and it's the most beautiful thing. That's why I feel the most Latino. In at home, I feel too American. In Cornell, I feel too Latino, too, like, foreign. Savoir is, like, the one place, or even in the LLC, the one place where I feel, like, the most comfortable, because it's the most, like, the intersection of my identities.